This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The White House has released a memo summarizing President Trump's controversial phone call with Ukraine's leader in July. AP Sagar Magani reports.
The summary shows the president repeatedly prodded his Ukrainian counterpart to work with personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani and Attorney General William Barr to investigate political rival Joe Biden. The president was talking about unsubstantiated allegations that Biden tried to interfere with a Ukrainian prosecutor's probe of Son Hunter, saying, quote, "It sounds horrible to me." The president's been insisting for days he did nothing wrong on the call.
It was a perfect call.
The intelligence community's watchdog believed the call could be a campaign finance violation, with the president seeking political help. The Justice Department says it found no violation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The White House, the allegations that Mr. Trump sought Ukraine's help with his 2020 re-election bid prompted Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi to announce a formal impeachment inquiry. Speaking to reporters, Mr. Trump says the impeachment bid should not be happening.
Just so you understand, it's the single greatest witch hunt in American history, probably in history, but in American history. It's a disgraceful thing.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky steered clear of the controversy Wednesday as he made his debut speech at the UN, instead focusing on the horrors of war and on his country's ongoing conflict with Russia. China is urging President Trump to listen to developing countries and oppose bullying after the American leader criticized its trade status at the United Nations. A foreign ministry spokesman is calling on Mr. Trump to meet China halfway in settling trade disputes. The two governments are locked in an escalating tariff war that threatens to tip the global economy into recession. This is VOA News. In an unrelated move, the U.S. is imposing sanctions on certain China.